You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Sometime during the course of today, just before midday, PSG Financial Services released their full year results for the year ended the 29th of February. I'm joined on the line by the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mike Smith, to take a look at these numbers and just try and make sense of how the company has performed. Good evening, Mike. Thanks so much for taking the time. Assets under management have grown, recurring headline earnings up, dividends per share up. It looks as though all the metrics are rather impressive in double digits as well. So what stood out for you with regards to the performance?
So I think, to have achieved top line revenue growth in all of our business units, despite a very tough trading environment and backdrop. So if I look at our wealth division, that's our largest division, contributes 64% of earnings. There we picked up 19.6 billion of positive net client inflows. We had a 30 billion rand positive market gains, which shows that we gave good investment performance returns for our clients. And over the past 5 years, the wealth business has picked up 79.5 billion rand of positive net client flows. So you know, I think that has been very good growth, and we ended up with a 17% increase in the wealth division results. If I look at the asset management side, they picked up 3.5 billion of positive net client flows. The reason their results are flat against last year is just because of a decline in performance fees. So performance fees of our total business only constituted 2.8% of headline earnings this period. Against the previous year, it was 6.5%. Insure also had good growth in gross written premiums. Reason for their results being down 6% is just because of an increase in catastrophe events. So we had three catastrophe events during the period. Two sets of floods in the Western Cape, plus also a hailstorm in Gauteng. Pleased with the overall business results and the fact that we've had a long track record of consistent consecutive growth over a long period.
Mike, your net inflows as business from a client perspective were up, or net inflows were around 23 billion rand. That is quite an impressive figure if we think about the fact that some of your industry peers haven't been shy in the market to say that it's been a tough time. We're seeing a lot of outflows from clients. What's your secret?
So I think it's really the caliber of our advisors. During these difficult times, we've got experienced advisors help them navigate, having produced good positive investment outcomes for clients over a long period of time. You know, all build the trust and confidence for clients there. On the wealth side, we increased our advisor base by 3%, or net increase of 18 advisors. So I think that's a key driver in our business.
Something else that seems to be doing really well, you've touched on this as well, Mike, is the fact that you were able to increase assets under management, and I think that's north of 15%, pushing you guys just over that 400 billion rand mark. That's quite the impressive figure. Obviously, the increase will bode well for that reduction in performance fees that you mentioned in the long term. But from a business perspective, how important is it for confidence within the current investors that you have and the new investors you aim to attract, for them to be seeing that the business consistently is able to not only perform well, but still continue to grow?
I think it is important. It creates a level of confidence and trust for them, the stability and strength of the business. From a shareholder perspective, our starting value of assets under management, which is a key driver of our revenue, is up 15% from the previous year. So that automatically gives you a very good starting point for the new financial year. So I think it does bode well for the business.
Mike, I speak to a couple of PSG members or a couple of people within the PSG team on a regular basis around some markets and some developments, and there's always just a different kind of thought process around what's moving the markets, what's happening in that respect. What are you guys worried about at the moment? What is concerning the PSG group, whether it's at a macro level, whether it's at an international level, whether it's at a growth level, that you think your clients might be subject to, at least in the, we know it's an election year and all of those things, but beyond what happens on the 29th of May?
So I think that's where it just highlights once again the importance of being able to invest for the long term, being well diversified. So, our client assets are split between income type of funds to equity funds, both local and offshore. It helps you ride through quite volatile and turbulent times. And really, I think, yeah, the skilled individuals that one's got that have got detailed market knowledge and expertise to help guide one through these situations. So, yeah, I think if one looks particularly with advisors, often a lot of clients don't get as good a returns as the market, because when the market drops, they often panic. So that's why by having someone that you can trust and talk to that helps you navigate that actually provides much better long-term investment outcomes for those type of clients.
Speaking of the clients, Mike, we know that we recently had announcements around the limitations that are being placed on offshore exposure for investment companies, the limitations of 45%, of course, of assets under management allowed to sort of sit offshore. Is that a concern for the business at this stage? How are you navigating that? And what are your thoughts on that?
So I think, look, it impacts more just your retirement type of funds. A substantial portion of our funds is also discretionary voluntary money. So there, you know, one's able to use your foreign investment allowance and move those funds offshore. We still have capacity on our platform, so we haven't hit the maximum limit. So we do have flexibility there, which would be with, say, your living annuities, where I think some of the other players have had to cap it just because they've already used their full capacity. But it's something one ends up having to monitor.
Something that investors are monitoring from their perspective, Mike, is the value that you're creating for them. Obviously, dividends up, as we mentioned earlier, in double digits, interim dividends up, final dividends up. But alongside that as well, the repurchasing of almost 16 million shares for about 207 million rand. Can you just take us through the thought process there around the importance of just returning that value to shareholders where you're able to?
Yeah. So, look, it's part of a capital optimization that we focus on in the business. So, you know, if we would strategically pick up shares, we're going to improve our return for shareholders. And that's why, yeah, it actually had a 2% upliftment on our headline earnings per share, the reduction in share count. And, you know, I think a lot of shareholders look at what is their total return, the dividend. Plus, you can look at the share buyback to show the strength of the cash generation. You know, if you look at important measures, really your total return index, where you'd look at increase in share price plus the dividends that you've received, and you've add that to the share price, because that gives you a total return over a long period of time. So since we first started trading 19 years ago, if you put 100,000 in investment with us, would have grown to just under 8 million rand, where if you put 100,000 the JSE over that period, would have grown to about 970,000, so an 8x multiple. If I look at during the most recent year, we were up more than 15% in dollar terms, even on a total return, where the JSE was down, 6% in rand terms. So I think that just illustrates that we've given, you know, good risk-adjusted returns for shareholders.
Mike, before I let you go, you touched on cash and being able to be cash generative. How is that sitting at the moment? How's the business's cash position? Are you liquid enough to take any big moves should they come up? Any big opportunities that you guys might be eyeing at this stage?
Yeah, so look, we've got a strong capital ratio. When we submit our last regulatory return, we had an SCR of 240% there. So we got no debt. So we do have capacity to take advantage of opportunities. Yeah, look, our primary focus is on organic, but I mean, we would consider acquisitions that are aligned with our strategy, that we could integrate into the business, and that we would be comfortable with from a due diligence and pricing perspective.
That's certainly the place any business wants to be in. No debt, cash flush, ready for opportunities, especially in this tough economic climate we find ourselves in. Let's leave it at that, Mike. Thanks so much for those insights. Mike Smith, who's Chief Financial Officer at PSG Financial Services, joining me to reflect on their 2024 financial year's results that they published around midday today.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.